Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
It's Barbara Weltman's 16th anniversary as a member of our brain, as a founding member, original founding member of our brain trust. Barbara, happy anniversary, baby!
Oh, thank you. Back at
you. We're so happy that we found Barbara, and I still remember when there was a clearinghouse that had a number of folks like you. I found Tim Berry there. I found you. Who else did I find? I know a bunch of people, and it was a pretty good get for me. And we've enjoyed Barbara's wisdom and knowledge over the years. She's been such a dependable supporter for us, but also folks for small business. So Barbara, on behalf of small businesses, all the hard work you've done and all the great resources you provided them, we thank you for that.
Well, thank you, and congrats on your book, which is really good for those who haven't read it yet.
I appreciate that. Speaking of which, ageofthecustomer.com, you can find it there. And BarbaraWeltman.com is Barbara's website. I encourage you to go there and find out about all of her books and all the great work that she does. Barbara, we're coming up on the tax filing season. We just got through talking in the last segment about to filing the corporate C-Corp and S-Corp, either the returns by Monday the 17th, since the 15th on a weekend this year. That's coming up this Monday, folks, end of the day on this Monday. Either file an extension or file the return. But we got other deadlines coming up too, don't we?
Well, that's right. We're just about a month away from filing your personal returns, and more challenging, I think, for many individuals, not just the returns, but paying your estimated taxes for 2014. Mm-hmm. And that's really a challenge for many small business owners who have to come up with the cash, because that's how you pay your taxes, in cash.
Yeah.
Cash flow.
They won't take bitcoins these days, will they?
No, not yet. There's been issues raised about how the IRS should address bitcoins. But
right.
So far, no, and pennies don't count either.
They're like pennies either. They want you to round them. Okay, so if I file my corporate return extension this week, today, let's say, and I already know I'm going to file a personal return extension, can I go ahead and do that right now?
Oh, of course. Earlier is fine. It's just the deadline that you have to watch out for.
Right, right. So if you want to do both of them.
The other thing, when it comes to paying your estimated taxes, if you use the government's electronic system, EFTPS.gov, it allows you to schedule your payment in advance.
We do that, Barbara.
I do, too. It's a great...
It's really keeps you out of trouble.
Keeps you out of trouble, and it's so easy, and there's no cost for it. I mean, how good can it... How much better could it be?
And the only thing easier than setting this thing up to keep you out of trouble, Barbara, the only thing that's easier than that is not doing it and getting yourself into trouble.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. And
that's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Well, it's sort of a death spiral here, because what happens is, because you don't pay, then you may not want to file in the next year, mm-hmm. and then you have a spouse who isn't so happy about the situation, and then you fall farther behind, and then what do you do when you need a loan for your business, and you don't have tax returns to show, and
it'd be hard to drive down the street and point at any small business that's been around for any period of time who hasn't gotten themselves upside down with the IRS on things like this, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Or the state. I find states sometimes are more challenging because there may often be less information available.
Well, the reason I want to say that, Barbara, is I want people to realize that if you get upside down with the IRS, don't feel like you're the only person who's ever done this. Don't feel like that, you know, that there's something, you know, wrong with you, or that you should be ashamed or what. I mean, just deal with it and fix it, get it done. I mean, and the other point, Barbara, is the IRS is so used to working with people, so they're so used to this happening, that they're actually pretty darn nice about helping you get it fixed.
As long as you come to them, extremely responsive.
Yes.
If you reach out to them, if you don't, you know, let's say you get a letter, because that's really the way most people are. First of all, don't answer anything by email. It's not from the IRS.
Right.
They do not contact you by email.
That's right.
So if you get a telephone, they don't call you either, even though they have your phone number on the tax return.
They know where you live.
They know where you are, but they only send you a letter, So make sure it's a correct letter, and that you initiate the call, and that the information of the person that you're speaking with, it all makes sense. That it's not a bogus letter either.
Right.
You got to make sure it's legitimate. But once you have that and you reach out to them, it's so easy to make little mistakes.
They're not going to yell at you. They're not going to yell at you. They're not going to be mad at you. They're going to be glad you came in.
I'm a tax expert, and I confess my share of IRS letters over the years.
Me too.
And it's not a question of anything intentional, but it's so easy to make little mistakes and just get them fixed.
Yeah, and even though, depending on how far you've gone, you know, gotten upside down, it could get expensive, but here's the thing, folks. It's whatever it is, when you come in out of the shadow, so to speak, and you talk to them about this, whatever that is, that's the least it's ever going to be if you don't fix it, because it's just going to get worse. So you might as well stem the tide and work yourself out of it. Most small businesses have had to deal with this, including moi. Tintail, right back after these messages with our good friend Barbara Weltman. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.